Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sheep Could Shear podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, in our last episode, the part one of this part two, I began the conversation talking about how Christianity's been sort of conquered by communism, and I wanted to split it up into two parts because I don't think that just one long episode would truly... everything wouldn't truly be received. So I wanted to kind of split it into two different parts. And so, if you haven't seen the first part, you should go see the first part. I'll link it up right here. But I really wanted to give a little bit of context before the second half. It's really easy to forget the past. It's easy to not understand that we need context and that Christianity is not what it once was. We also need to understand that the communists will subvert from within because the outright revolutions have been met with resistance. And the ultimate goal is to get people to willingly surrender their freedom for security. And a lot of that also stems from the church battling with the culture, and now the culture is kind of integrating with the church, and that is what we are now seeing. So with that little bit of context, I welcome you back to part two of this, part one of this series of Christianity being conquered by communism. I hope you enjoy. Let's go back to this list. I'd say I read number two. Teach sex and homosexuality to children wherever you can find it. What did I just say? What did I just say? It's exactly what you're seeing in the church today. That is exactly what you are seeing in church today. But not every church, but more and more, an alarming number of churches are at the very least enablers if they're not outright saying that it's tolerable. Number four, undermine schools and teachers' authority. In other words, all those fighting videos you see on Twitter. Oh, you didn't hear those. You don't see those? I see them. I don't follow them either. They just show up in my timeline because a lot of people repost them. My friends, the teachers are being fought, disrespected, and undermined. You want to know why single mother households are out of control and then why the teachers can't do anything about it? Because nobody has the balls to put these people in their place. Number five, flood the country with immigrants to destroy the identity of the nation. Oh, well. Those are the people who are filling up the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church is emptying out their pews because they're going left as well. Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't hear that the Pope came out and said that gay marriage is okay? Oh, you didn't hear that, did you? Oh, yes, he did. First Pope in the history of the Church. Oh, but there's nothing to see here, right? No big deal, right? There's no need for biblical bachelorism for you to go your own way and say, you know what, the church has become a basket case. All right, let's continue. Promote excessive drinking and drug use, Hollywood. Seven, empty the churches out. See, here's the thing. They don't even have to empty the churches out. They just have to insert people who don't actually align with any of the aspects of the church so that you think the churches aren't being emptied out. But in fact, they've been empty for a long time. Men are not going to church anymore. Why? Because of garbage like this. They're not going to church and hearing, hey, husbands, hey, young man, you want to be a husband? You want a good wife and you can then have a good community and good kids? Nope, they ain't doing that. They turned the church into a reform house for the skeezers, the people who are not sexually normal, and everything in between. And now they want to pretend like there's nothing to see here. Next, number eight, create an unreliable legal system with a bias against the victims of crime. Or we could just not prosecute them, you know, like the George Soros funded individuals that ran for, whether it was in California, Arizona, we see it all the time. New York City, oh yeah, why do you think they're not prosecuting people on crime? And they're being really light on it, but then they'll prosecute guys like Donald Trump. That's why. Number nine, make the people dependent upon the state for state benefits. You mean like child support? Oh, you mean like WIC, EBT, all these different programs? Oh yeah, you didn't know about those, did you? Maybe you have, but here's the problem. When we look at the church is usually the one who went out there and helped people, but now the church has lost its way. And until the church listens to guys like me and guys who actually want certain things done, I'm gonna be a biblical bachelor and I'm gonna go my own way. And I know a lot of other men are gonna go with me. Not because they hate anybody, but because they don't wanna participate in a system that actively attempts to sabotage them. That's like having a personal trainer who kneecaps you every time you go for a run instead of helping you recover so you can do better next time. Instead, they're like, they're not giving you caffeine, they're giving you chamomile tea. Next, number 10, control and dumb down the media. In other words, fill it with talking heads. Fill it, the churches with pastors who don't actually preach the gospel. Instead, they preach the gospel of Karl Marx, of Engels, of Gloria Steinbeck, of these people who are not good for humanity. All they do is talk about the evils of other people. Meanwhile, they have cultivated more chaos in the last century than more people than you could possibly imagine. My friends, this is what I'm talking about. This is why I say the Red Cross. The cross is being painted red for communism. Just like a lot of more fanatical Muslims will build a mosque over a place that then establishes victory for them. The communists are subverting the church from within so that they don't have to empty out the church. They just have to fill it with their sycophants instead. Last one, encourage the breakdown of the family. The family is already broken. They've already achieved that. The divorce statistics are out. If you want to try to fix this by getting married, you're not going to fix the problem. You're only going to add to the already increasing number of statistical data that is available when it comes to this issue. My friends, when we look at a lot of churches today, they don't like to give context. They don't like to explain. For example, I find it very amusing when people want to combat, and people are more than welcome to challenge me on why I believe what I believe. I welcome it. I'm not afraid of it. But when people want to tell me, for example, that marriage should still happen in the church, I say, oh, okay, well, why is that? And they say, well, because you're not supposed to be out there having, you know, sex before marriage. And I say, yeah, you're right. Oh, but what you left out was they used to get married at like 16, 18 years old. Yeah, you left that part out. You ever heard of a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah? Yeah. They got married pretty soon after that. They didn't wait till 25 or 30 to get married because they knew the longer they waited, the more liable the society was to suffer from their hormone levels being out of whack and all over the place. They knew that they couldn't keep the standard if they didn't give you an end goal. There is no end goal now. See, that's one of the downsides of absolute freedom is people don't know how to write their own rules. They don't know how to actually run their own life. That's the problem. And we are seeing that problem yield its ugly fruits that taste good for the people who are bad and bad for the people who are trying to be good. And my friends, we need to adapt to this new place. If we don't want to do that, well, then we can't complain about what we're getting. If we don't want to uproot the weeds to plant the seeds that we want to then cultivate it and care for it till it grows, we can't get mad if weeds keep growing. We can't get mad if we don't get the results we want, if we're not willing to put in the work, we're not willing to call out the garbage, call out the double standards, call out the miscommunications and the missing context. If we don't do these things, then we are leaving the problem to its own devices and to the people who benefit from deception. My friends, this is something that I will continue to talk about as the days, months, and years go on. But I really wanted to discuss this in detail because this is something that affects everybody's life. relationships, whether they're religious or non-religious, you go to church, you don't go to church, relationships are important. And people who want to use morality to get you to take a raw deal, who want to use being a good person as an excuse to have you make a sacrifice, not them, but you, that is not morality. That's not morality. That is manipulation. And my friends, we need to call this out. We need to identify the manipulation in our civilization, and we need to understand that we need to look out for ourselves. Just as if you ever go on an airplane and they tell you to put the mask over your face first before you help somebody else, that is the mentality we need to have. And too many people want to save everybody around them, but they can't save themselves, which is the most ridiculous thing ever. And we don't want to just help ourselves so we can hoard everything like a dragon sitting on a mountain of gold. No, we can then give it to people, the knowledge, the data, the statistics, to people who want to learn. They want to be involved. They want to become better. They don't want to just take the bait. They don't want to just go along with the program that they've been dancing to their entire life. My friends, the reason the church is going up in flames is because we are not saying no to people. We are not putting our foot in the sand. And not only are we accepting people, our acceptance is being used as an avenue of exploitation by insidious characters. My friends, I would love to hear what you got to say about this, whether you're religious, not religious. I know people who are not religious, but they like the religious people because they make them feel better and they make them feel like they're living in a virtuous society. So whether you're a religious person, not religious person, you have a horse in this race, or you're kind of just on the sideline watching, maybe betting on the side, please, I'd love to hear what you have to say. This is a very, very important situation that's sensitive to some people. So I would love to hear what you have to say if you want to add anything. If you want to call out fair or foul what you heard, you're welcome to do it. You can go on over to my Twitter page, @SheepGetSheared. You can go over there, DM me directly, or respond to any of the posts that I put forward. Or, my friends, I leave it up to you to do your own research and decide whether you want to agree, disagree, and you never have to take my word for anything. Ever. Do your own research and think for yourself. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.